Welcome to the Speak Life broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
The Bible says in the NLT version, one day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of Galilee, the Lake of Gennesaret is also known as the Sea of Galilee. The Bible says that the crowds were so great, they pressed on him to listen to the word of God. And he noticed that there were two boats on the water edge. And not only were there two boats on the water edge, but the fishermen had left them and they were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished his exercise or his lesson, he said unto Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. And the Bible tells me that Simon replied, Master, we worked hard all night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say it, I let down my nets again. Glory be to God. If you say it, I will let down my nets again. And this time their nets were so full, they began to tear. And a shout for help brought their partners in the other boat. I want to tell you this morning before I even start that what God has in store for you, you're going to need help. You're going to need help with it. And soon both boats were filled with fish and they were on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, the Bible says he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, Lord, please leave me, for I am such a sinful man. Oh, Spirit of the living God, this morning fall fresh on us. Fall fresh on us, oh Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our hearts to understand and to receive what your word will impart unto us today for the comfort and the correction it brings. As we consider these verses, oh God, we ask that you open us up to receive and understand your word in a deeper way. Guide us, Lord, as we seek to apply these truths to our lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer. Led by the Spirit into the wilderness, Jesus fasts for 40 days and successfully resists the devil and his temptations. He returns to Galilee and he preaches in Nazareth, but the Bible shows us that he is rejected by the people there. Then he relocates to Capernaum, where he delivers a man from a demon and continues to teach continues to heal and continues to establish his authority. It is in chapter 4 that we haven't read, in verse 43, if your Bibles are open or if you are following, it is in that verse 43 of chapter 4 that Jesus told the multitudes who were trying to keep him with them that I must go and preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other cities also. He said here, and he said unto them, the Bible says, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Praise the Lord. And this leads us now to the text that we have just read. The Bible tells us, and it came to pass, after telling the multitudes he must go to the other cities where he is sent, the Bible tells us that it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the Sea of Galilee. He stood by the Lake of Gennesaret. And from what we are reading, we get the understanding that the people are following him. They are coming closer to him. And they wanted to be in range so that they could fully hear what this man was teaching. I am not guessing that, because verse 1 tells us clearly the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. They pressed upon him to hear the word of God. I believe it was so bad that verse 2 tells us that he was standing by the Sea of Galilee and he saw two ships. He saw two ships by the lake, and the fishermen were gone and they were washing their nets. Brother Eddie, can you identify with that? The boat was there and they were washing their nets. And verse 3 tells me, praise the name of the Lord, verse 3 tells me, and he entered one of the ships. There were two. He entered one, and the one that he entered was Simon's. I believe that the reason he entered the ship was because the crowd was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he wanted everyone to hear him. He wanted everyone to see him. And so the only thing that he was left to do in this moment, or a creative God, is to get in the ship. And he asked Simon to push it out a little. So here, Simon was washing his nets, but he is interrupted by Jesus to push the boat out a little so that the crowd could see him. All right. I believe the word was spreading quickly throughout the region, and Jesus' authority was being seen so much. He had demonstrated his authority in his doctrine, in his teaching, and even in his healing of disease and sickness and the casting out of demons, that everybody wanted to hear the word of God. The work and the ministry he was doing quite well. And here in our text, we see that the multitudes were pressing against him. And the idea is that they were crowding him so much because they wanted to see him, they wanted to touch him, and they wanted to be close to him. Praise the name of the Lord. It is important to note that these fishermen were not in the boat. They were washing their nets. It was important for fishermen to wash their nets, because as they would repeatedly cast the net into the sea, they would draw up all sorts of things, including fish, seaweed, algae, perhaps other living things besides fish. And so it was important to keep the nets clean so that they would not become rotten and brittle. The process of cleaning the nets was that they would take the fresh, clean water from the lake and wash the nets by hand. Then after thoroughly washing them and rinsing them with the water, they would then stretch them out on the rocks to dry. But somehow I get the sense that the fishermen here at this time were washing their nets, not in preparation for tomorrow only, but they were washing their nets because it had picked up everything other than fish. And so they were ready to give up. Beloved, this morning, it is easy to give up after life's disappointments. It is easy to give up when the results are not seen. You see, the job of a fisherman in Jesus' day was difficult. Fishermen work year round, all through the year, heat of the summer, cold of the winter, and oftentimes they work at night. And so Jesus recognized that there were two ships, and the owners were washing their nets. And Jesus entered one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would trust it out a little. In other words, he asked Simon to push it out in the water. The Bible tells us that when he had left speaking, in other words, when he had finished teaching, bring up verse 4 for me. The Bible says, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. I want you to do me a favor and tell the person next to you, launch out into the deep. Tell the person behind you, launch out into the deep. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. When I researched the meaning of the word draw in the Bible, it means a catching. So Jesus was saying to him, after I have talked to you, after I preached to you, after I shared the word to you, I want you to put it into action this night or this morning. I want you to launch out into the deep. Hallelujah. And let down your net. I want to say this morning, because the fishermen would have been fishing at night. My God, and they came in to shore the morning. So like now, they were washing their nets. He said, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catching. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And Simon answered and said, Master, go to verse 5. Master, we have toiled all night. In other words, he said, where you now come from? I was doing this all night. Not only was I doing it all night, but I ain't catch a boy. I ain't catch a fish. The Bible says, I have taken nothing. Have you ever had to do something that you just did not want to do? Maybe it was something like a house chore. For me as a child, the one thing I hated doing was feeding the dog at night. I hated going into the yard to feed the dog at night. Change water and all sorts of things. I hated it. These men were professionals at what they were doing. They knew all the hot spots in the lake. There's no doubt about that. And this is where they had been raised. This is where they spent their whole lives fishing in the waters. They made a living at what they were doing. In biblical times, when a man had a profession, it was more likely that his father had a similar profession as well. Are you with me this morning? They followed in their father's footsteps most of the time. And they learned to master the trade by the time they were in their early teens. So who is this Jesus, the son of a carpenter, coming to tell me, the fisherman, where to let down my net? Where he now come from? So these men were not new to what they were doing. They were doing it for a while. They had just gone out doing what they knew how to do, like they always knew how to do it. Yet they were without even one fish. Praise the name of the Lord. There are times in our lives when Jesus speaks. However, there is some reservation on our part. Talk to me. He may speak through the pastor. He may speak through a son. He may speak through a dream. He may speak through a stranger. He may even speak through a moment or an occurrence. But yet we find ourselves having some level of reservation on our part. Despite him speaking, and we know he is speaking to us, we ask ourselves, do I really have to do this? Have you ever been in a situation and you went somewhere, you went in maybe an establishment, you went on the bus, somebody tell you something, and you tell yourself, that is all the confirmation I needed? Or you listen to the radio and the word was coming true, or you hear a song and you did the poor radio station and know what you're going through, and you said, the Lord sent that song my way, you know, and something happened in a moment, in a sprinkling of an eye. And you tell yourself, this is God speaking to me. If this is a struggle that you are experiencing or have experienced, then I want to let you know this morning that you are not alone. Because this is a common affliction that has been around since man was created. We need to realize this morning, church, that it is the things that we hold dearest that come in conflict with our relationship with the Lord, our Savior. Sometimes it is our ego that drives a wedge in our relationship with God. Do we take offense when it is laid upon our hearts that monetary gain need not be the impetus for all that we do? This is a natural part of our drawing close with the Lord, because without these experiences, we cannot be molded to become more like Him.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our YouTube channel or our social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. Simply search, We Are New Life CC, all one word. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. New Life Community United Holy Church is the place for you, fostering community one family at a time. We look forward to welcoming you.